reaction continues to come in to Monday's settlement announcement between Citigroup and the U.S. Justice Department over misconduct that contributed to the Great Recession of 2008. Citigroup will pay $4 billion in fines, plus $2.5 billion in what's called consumer relief. The U.S. Attorney for Colorado, John Walsh, played a major role in the sleuthing of Citi's misconduct. He spoke to us from his office in Denver. Thanks for joining us.
No, it's really my pleasure.
Did you know what you were looking for when you began?
Well, the team had a pretty good sense of where the main focus had to be, which was the quality of the mortgages that were pooled together in the securities that Citi was selling. Did Citi have good reason to believe that they were over-representing the quality of the loans they were putting out? So that's where the focus was from the beginning.
Why the U.S. attorney from Colorado and the U.S. attorney from the Eastern District of New York? Why did you guys team up for this?
First of all, our office here in Colorado had taken a leading role in the mortgage servicing abuse settlement that the Department of Justice worked on and achieved with banks in 2012. That was sort of the robo-foreclosure scandal that went on. That was a $25 billion resolution, and we were very heavily involved in that. What that created was expertise in this whole area, mortgages and mortgage securitizations.
Just to back up, I wanted to quote your counterpart in the Eastern District of New York, who said that the misconduct in Citigroup's deals devastated the nation and the world's economies, touching everyone.
I don't think it's an exaggeration at all when U.S. Attorney Lynch really emphasized that this had an effect that rippled all across the U.S. economy and candidly across the global economy.
And as you know, here in Colorado, I mean, right here in the Roaring Fork Valley, almost every talk about the local economy is prefaced by saying since 2008. In other words, we're still recovering from this.
That's exactly right. And you know, the economists and the historians will debate exactly the chain of events, I'm sure, for a long time. But what I think is awfully clear, what was essentially a real estate bubble, people got very enthusiastic about home buying, and a lot of mortgage lenders, originators, were extending loans pretty easily to a lot of folks who were overextended, took it from that real estate bubble and through these securitizations, essentially magnified the harm.
If you were a person, say, in the Roaring Fork Valley here who had a little business and you went out of business, is it enough? I mean, let me put it another way. Do you think it's harsh enough?
What our job is, we're prosecutors, civil and criminal prosecutors. And so our job is to investigate, assess the evidence fairly, and then to either proceed with filing a case and litigating it, taking it all the way to trial, or if there's a resolution that can be had that we think is adequate to settle the case. Now, you've asked the bigger question. Is this enough? Have we in the United States done enough to address the harm that flowed from the misconduct by financial institutions that led up to the financial crisis? That's a question that it's going to vary. The answer to that is going to vary from person to person. I can tell you, we think we have miles to go before we sleep. There are a lot of other financial institutions out there that have not acknowledged their responsibility the way that J.P. Morgan and Citigroup have done. We have quite a few other investigations of other large financial institutions. So my simple answer to you is, when you look at the scope of the damage done, there's a lot more work to be done before any of us in the working group think that we've really completed our task.
Mr. Walsh, thank you so much for talking with us.
It's really a pleasure to talk to you, and I look forward to having a chance to talk in the future.